What was meant to be a full day of lessons for these students in Zimbabwe turned into a few hours of loitering because their teachers didn't show up. After being closed since December because of the COVID-19 pandemic, schools here have opened again. But some teachers say it's not safe for all students to return to class.
We need more teachers, we need more space, we need more classrooms, and we need more water. Ablution facilities have not been built. Show me a school in Harare where a new classroom block or new toilets were built, new washing basins were. All this is politics, all this is just mere talk, and nothing has happened on the ground.
Then there is the issue of salaries. An average worker in the public sector in Zimbabwe takes home less than $200 a month.
There are four schools on the street. Some teachers have turned up for class, others haven't. For years, teachers here have complained that most public schools are ill-equipped and wages are too low. Ultimately, it's the children who are affected the most.
Charles Mandarika tries to explain to the students why he and some of his colleagues are not teaching.
We need food right now, we need money for transport, we need money for medication and to pay for our children's school fees. It's needed now. So where are we going as a country? We love our country, we love our work, we love the children that we teach, we have a sort of attachment with them. But the situation is just making it impossible for us to do anything.
The government has so far ignored demands for salaries to be paid in US dollars or the Zimbabwean dollar equivalent, saying the country can't afford it. To try and protect more citizens from the pandemic, the government is encouraging 16 and 17-year-olds to get vaccinated. But making all striking workers go back into the classroom to teach these children could prove more difficult. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.